Hello, everyone. My name is Aiden from Wolfpack Radio, the only student-run radio station in Northern Nevada, broadcasting from the University of Nevada, Reno. You are listening to an exclusive interview with Fraheen and Ginger, aka Magna Carta. They are an electronic duo, and some of their music has been described as Kesha mixed with Crystal Castles, but their music is truly their own. They started releasing music in early 2022, which led to their debut mixtape, New Jersey. And earlier this year, they released their follow-up EP called I'm on a Saucer, which is one of my favorite projects of the year. And they are one of several exciting acts that are coming out of New York City lately. And I'm excited to get this interview started. Thank you so much for joining me.
Of
Thanks for
course.
having us.
That was such a good intro. You knew your
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
So for the first question, I kind of wanted to start back at the beginning. So I heard that you met on a Hunger Games Minecraft server. Could you explain if that's true or not? And could you explain in
The rumors are true.
Oh my
We
God.
had on this Hunger Games, like it's not just a Hunger Games Minecraft server, it's a Hunger Yeah, it's
Games
like role play.
Minecraft server. And we met when we were like both 11. Oh my God, that's
Yeah, we didn't really start off as like friends right away though. Like I feel like we both kind of were on like the role play server for like we were both on there for a few years and stuff. And like I feel
I feel like
when
too
I
much.
first joined Farheen, like she joined before me and then she kind of was like away. And then like I kind of became like pretty relevant like on the server and stuff. And then like she came back. And like Farheen, you can like take it from here. It's like better from your
Like, I feel
perspective.
like from my perspective, I don't know if it's Ginger's, but it was like she was just kind of like the person that you just like hate for no reason.
I was so annoying when I was like 11 and 12 or whatever. But yeah, basically we eventually so like I feel like we kind of just like knew of each other for like a while and then like I feel like when we were like 13 is when we became really close.
Yeah.
And yeah, then we always just like kept in contact and stuff.
Oh yeah, fun because I personally have, I mean, I've played Minecraft growing up, but like I've never done like the server thing, but I heard there's like serious beef on like the
There's
Hunger Games.
oh yeah.
There's like beef, there's like trauma, like really, really messed up things happened on that.
People are like crazy on
People
that
like fake
server.
their deaths in real life. Yeah, so I so anyway, so I'm pretty sure you guys are fans of the Hunger Games, is that correct?
Obviously, yeah.
Oh my God, have you seen the new movie?
Yeah, we saw it
Yes.
together. We saw it like the day it came out. I was blown away. I thought it was amazing. It was honestly everything I was looking for. Like, I feel like I went in there with pretty low expectations just
Much
because I
better than
didn't
the book.
think the trailers looked that good for it. But then I went and the movie was amazing, so I was so happy about it. But I just want more. Like, I feel like I'm not like I want like a 50th Hunger Games movie.
Like we need Haymitch's games.
Yeah, like that would be
Oh, that's
fab.
what is your favorite Hunger Games? Because personally for me, I would say it's Catching Fire, just because
Yeah,
I
I would. Mine is. yeah, Catching Fire, obviously.
No, yeah. I guess another thing too is what made you want to make music in the first place?
I don't know. I feel like personally, me, like I was always into music my whole life and stuff. Like I like played piano since I like was probably six or however old I was like allowed to start doing piano lessons. And then yeah, I don't know. I just kind of it kind of just was a natural like escalation into like electronic music, which probably doesn't make that much sense. But yeah, I don't know. Like I feel like one day, like 2 years ago or something. Yeah, it was probably like 2 years ago. Farheem was just like, we should make like a song together. And then I was just like, yeah, like let's do it. And then like that, and then this the first song we made together actually was The American Experiment. And we
Yeah.
made that like in like January, I think, of like 2022. And then I mean we've just been at it since. It was sort of like very natural. Like we didn't really like go into making music together, being like, oh, we want to like make an EP or
Someday.
like do this stuff. Like we kind of just did
It was just like
it.
a vibe. Like it was just like fun. Like we didn't really expect
Yeah.
anything to come from it.
No, yeah.
No, yeah, again, I totally relate to the piano stuff because, of course, I've played piano since I was five. And man, that's,
OMG.
yeah, oh my God, that switch to that to get, I guess, my interest into electronic music. I think it's just a natural thing. I have no idea. That's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, like electronic music is just like piano if you think about it.
Yeah, that's very true. I guess if you could collaborate with any artist, who would it be? Like your dream collab? Because earlier this year, I think you collaborated with Alice Longu Gao, which is major. And recently, you I like a couple of days ago, you released a new remix. So I'm just kind of curious, what's next on the bucket list?
Well, we actually do have our dream collaboration coming very soon. So that's all we can say for now. But that's funny that you asked that. Yeah.
Yeah, I totally understand that, but could you give any hints? I know you can't say a lot, but
She's just like
wait, what did you say, Farheen?
amazing.
Yeah, and
Oh,
something within the next very soon. That's probably all I can say. But yeah, let's just say
let's just
that.
say. Hey, I'm super okay. I'm super excited for that. And I guess on a more kind of going back to your musical influences, I've seen many people label you as hyper pop or indie sleaze. Do you agree with those terms? Or if you don't, how would you label yourself if you could?
I feel like we don't really label ourselves as those things, but they've definitely helped us, so I'm not complaining about it. What was the second half of the question?
Oh, if you could label yourself as anything, what would you be? Or if you don't want to have any labels?
I don't know, Ginger.
I don't know, I feel like with us, we just kind of make and just like I feel like we're always just like I feel like if anything we're more similar to maybe like some like EDM like dubstep sort of like vibes in terms of like just like the ways of going about making the music and stuff as opposed to like hyper pop artists or like indie sleaze artists or whatever. Like I don't know, like I feel like for us it's just very I don't know, like I feel like we're always just sort of evolving our sound and like we never are really rooted in like, oh, we're going to be doing this genre or this genre. If anything, I feel like being able to really scope out sort of a signature sound that we have and like style that really isn't rooted necessarily in one genre, but sort of is just a collection of like a lot of stuff that we love, like a lot of the like 2010s pop and like experimental electronic and stuff like that. Like I feel like that's really what we're rooted in more in terms of like what we'd be
Yeah,
categorized as.
we just like listen to a lot of different music, so.
I wanted to ask that question just because I know those terms are very limiting for a lot of artists, and I just wanted to hear your opinion. And I think that's a really good way to look at it. It's just you're making stuff because your last single At Night is again very different than a lot of other songs that you release. And if you just label yourself as hyper pop or indie sleaze, it can actually put yourself into a box, I would say. So I'm super glad that you guys aren't really that focused. I want to make hyper pop. Even if that's the case, that'll be okay. But I feel like, yeah, it's so much more than that, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm always flattered by like whatever people categorize us as though,
I
because
think
I
so
feel like
too.
I mean it's always a compliment like being associated with like cool
Other
genres or like
talented artists in that genre.
yeah, like just like it's always cool. So I don't know. I definitely like I appreciate it, but it's definitely not sort of
It's
our
probably something
vibe.
think about.
No, because I would say even just the hyperpop label could lead you to an Alice Longu Gao feature, but also just looking at hyperpop itself, you are so much different than a 100 Gex or
Yeah, I don't know. I
like a really.
find Yeah, I feel sorry to interrupt, but I feel like the hyperpop thing is interesting just because I don't know, like I feel like hyperpop as a style and sound is such like a distinct sort of thing that like we've never really had anything related to, or like even a lot of other artists who like you may think of when you think of like hyperpop might not even like be sort of having those characteristics. Like I feel like if anything, people tend to like if there is experimental like electronic music that's sort of rooted in pop, people automatically think hyper pop. But I don't know. Like I feel like not to be like that, but like
I
I
totally
feel like there's just like so many, I don't know, like I feel like there's so many cool styles and like genres within like electronic pop music that can be explored and stuff. But I totally get why people use just like hyperpop though. Like it makes sense for somebody who might not typically be into like electronic music.
No, yeah, I totally get that. And plus, even like your visual style can like call back to a lot of like, I guess, indie sleaze aesthetics, like the Cobra Snake and like stuff like that. With like your album cover specifically, your last one, I'm on a Saucer. I recently got the CD and just looking.
Thank you.
Oh yeah, no problem. I'm happy to get it. But I was looking through the booklet and I really like the aesthetic like choices of. Because it's very reminiscent to early 2010s or like early or like late 2000s, like I guess pop culture, but also it's very, again, like very futuristic and very your own as well. Oh yeah, and also are you guys signed to Sex Emo, or is it just or was that like a collab thing?
It was just like a collab thing, but we love them.
No, for sure.
They're the homies.
Yeah, I've been recently getting into the Dallas Cowboys and.
Yeah, they're awesome.
Oh, love the Dallas
They're
Cowboys.
so underrated.
Oh, they're super, super funny. I love their music. Yeah, and I guess the next question, what is your favorite song currently?
Oh my gosh, wait, I need to
Are
open
crazy.
up my Apple Music. Funny, I feel like you would.
It's every day.
What do you say?
I feel like it changes every day.
Same. I feel like yesterday I really liked Bomb Bomb by Nicki Minaj. I feel like okay, like a favorite of all time. I don't know, or like my current
Or
favorite. This
I
is
mean, like,
hard.
give us like a time frame, like you like
All
specify it.
right, okay. I guess, well, again, this is like a radio show, so obviously we have to put some music in here. But so okay, how about let's do this? So what is your favorite song from childhood? I would say, like,
Oh my
I
gosh.
know that's like a big
Childhood, I feel like your
No,
love
I
is
feel like that's
my question
easier.
for
Okay.
me.
From childhood, I feel like for me, it's definitely like, oh my gosh, probably like Pound the Alarm or that, or like Feeling Myself, both Nicki songs.
Oh my God, yeah. No, that was my childhood too. And I recently looked on your website, and one of the links takes you to the Roman Reloaded
Oh
Wikipedia page.
my God, yeah. Amazing.
No, again, that was my childhood. Like, I would download that from like I know I would download the clean versions from like iTunes because I wasn't allowed to get the explicit version. And man, I would put that on repeat. But oh yeah, how do you like Pink Friday too? Because that was recently came out.
Yeah, we've been all over it. I love it. I think it's
I
fab.
like it a lot.
Like I feel like I don't know, like there's a lot of songs on there that are just like so different to hear from Nicki, and so it's like so exciting to listen to. And I don't know, like I really like the style of it and stuff too. Like I think it's just really cool, like the sound of the album.
Yeah, and I like a lot of the features too.
Yeah, it's like fab. I feel like it's a very like now album, which I appreciate.
For sure. And I also really love the creative direction of that album because the photographer, I think it's Charlie Chops, I could be wrong, but it was the same photographer who did the Dorian Electra albums. And I believe the XCX World stuff. So I'm excited that Nikki's collaborating with like...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's really cool. But anyway, freaking, what was your favorite song growing up?
Oh, it was probably Your Love Is My Drug by Kesha.
Oh my God.
I just like remember sitting in the car during this like 6-hour road trip to Idaho, and I was just like listening to it over and over. Like I had three songs saved, and I think it was like that one and Neon Lights by Demi Lovato and something else. But like that one was like the best one.
No, of course, because it was like I was obsessed with like Kesha as well as like do you guys know Cobra Starship at all?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, we love Cobra Starship.
I have this distinct memory of so I used to have like one of those iPod touches, and I would go over to my grandma's house, who is Pakistani, and I would play J-Ho, so like the song from Slumdog Millionaire. And because like, hey, can you translate this for me? Because she knows Hindi. But then after the song was done, it went into Good Girls Gone Bad by Cobra Starship.
Featuring Leighton Meester.
Yeah, that song. No, and man, she was like, what was like, what is this song? It was God.
She said, what is this?
I love. Wait, I thought of such a good song that I've been obsessed with this past summer. Definitely my number one song of the most recent summer. It's Holding On Remix by Skrillex. It's so good.
I haven't listened to that, but I really do like Skrillex's new album.
Like his old stuff a lot. I honestly haven't listened to the new stuff.
Yeah, no, I really do like his new stuff. I weirdly haven't really been into his older stuff when I was younger. But I really should go back to it. But anyway, what is your favorite song that you created? If you could pick one.
Oh my gosh. I feel like it changes. But for the sake of having a theme, I think my favorite song right now is of my own is Girl Party. I think it's just like such a timeless one and just such like a fun track, and like I feel like so many people have like just been into it who I've been like surprised have been into it. Like I feel like people who like all different types of genres like really like that track, so like I really appreciate that. But I think a really close second would be Your City Back to Life. That song is like, I love that song so much just because of like how crazy and like EDM it is. So yeah, I don't know. It's hard. I feel like it always changes, but I think that's one of the things that I do like about having like a discography that kind of has lots of different like styles and sounds sort of in it, is like I can have like multiple favorites at once. But yeah.
No,
Farheem, sure. What about you?
Yeah, I think Girl Party in Your City. I also really like Hookers. Like sometimes I feel like if like I wasn't Magna Carta and I was like a high school kid listening to Magna Carta, like Hookers would be like the thing that would get me to be like, this is crazy.
I know that Girl Party is like probably one of like your most successful songs, because I remember because I think it's your most played on Spotify, as well as like people who I talk to who don't know you personally knows that song. And I think that song is really, again, a really, really good introduction to your style. And one other thing too that I kind of want to bring up is your music videos. Your music videos are also really, really amazing. And to people who are listening, I recommend you watch the I Can F*** You Hard. Again, I'm going to edit this. I Can F*** You Hard music video. It is absolutely insane. If you have epilepsy, do not watch that video.
There's a disclaimer at the beginning.
Oh yeah, there's a long, long disclaimer at the beginning. But it's just absolutely insane. And one thing I also wanted to bring up too is that I was rewatching it, and I saw that there was clips from the JFK to LAX music video in there. And
yeah.
And for those who are listening, the I Can F*** You Hard music video came out way before the JFK music video. So did you have them all recorded and you just like dropped little hints?
I think we had recorded, like we filmed the JFK video, like our friend Cal directed both of them, so like they had all the footage, and then we were just like, it would be funny if we put in the whole video. This video. Because we needed so much footage for that video too.
Oh yeah, like again, there's so much information in that video, like first you're like, oh, is that Shazam? And then it like transitions into like a bunch of, and then it's you sticking your head out of the car, like all that stuff. It's absolutely
I
crazy.
think it's like a sign of our times.
No, 100%. It's kind of like, again, mixing the early 2000s, but like with the overstimulation of like the internet and stuff like that. And also looks cool.
Yeah. I feel like it's definitely my favorite video that we've
Yeah, it's my
done.
favorite too.
But another favorite video of mine is also I. That video was also really crazy. I feel like whenever, I don't know, like I feel like with videos, whenever it's like kind of really weird, it always like ends up being the best.
No, yeah, I, specifically on my Spotify Wrapped, my top songs from you guys were I Can F*** You Hard, Your City Back to Life, and Umma Humma I, because those songs are just so hooky and so addictive. Like, it's so good. What can we expect next from you guys? I know you talked about the remix, but like, what can we like see like a different direction from you guys?
Well, what we can say is we're gonna be coming out with a lot of music soon.
We're also going on tour. We're in
Yes, we are going on tour.
Karachi across the West Coast and Canada. So
I know.
yeah, so oh wait, go ahead, sorry.
Oh no. I saw that. Also, this was also the other question I was about to ask, but do you ever want to come to Reno? Reno,
We
Nevada.
would love to. I've never been to Nevada, so I would totally come.
No, yeah. Again, like you have a really big fan base in Reno. And like again, they would love.
You guys need to talk to the bookers.
Yeah.
We're low-key always down to travel. I feel like traveling for shows is always like fun because I get to like see a new city and stuff, but then I also get to like have fun playing with music.
Yeah, for sure. So I know you're gonna go to like Denver, but like in like all a bunch of cities around the West Coast, but what is your favorite city that you haven't been to, you're looking forward to going to?
Am I on tour?
Yes, yeah.
Wait,
Oh
let
my
me.
gosh. I think like honestly Canada. I've really never been to Canada. And like I'm really excited for that. And there's a couple other like dates for places that will be going like outside of the tour with Nina that like will be around that time. So I'm definitely excited to go to like some of those places too, but those will be announced. But just quickly like circling back to the other question about like just stuff we have coming up. It's just like lots of, but definitely I feel like in 2024, like we're just really going to like have a lot coming and like as we're touring and just like going around and stuff, we'll be having lots of stuff come out. So it's like very exciting coming soon and stuff. But yeah, just lots of sort of new. I would say it's definitely the start of like a new sort of sound for us, just in terms of like comparing like our sounds from like project to project. Like this is definitely the start of like sort of our next project. And yeah, I'm like so excited.
I'm super excited to see what you guys have next. Oh yeah, and Fahim, to kind of circle back, are you excited to go to Canada too, or like are
Yeah,
you?
I'm excited to go to Toronto and also excited to go to Denver because I think that's the only city that I haven't been to.
Yeah, I've never been to Denver.
Yeah, and again, I've never been to Denver either, but I guess people who I know who've been to Denver kind of say it's like a bigger Reno. So if you guys like Denver, so make sure to come. Come here.
Yes.
I'll write it down.
Anyway, I think we're almost out of time, but thank you so much for agreeing to interview with us.
Yeah, of
Of
course.
course. Thanks so much for having us. Yeah.